Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Today is Friday, May 3rd, 2019, and we are looking at the topic of April showers bring May flowers, a little metaphor for life and where we are. We are on here most Fridays. We won't be here next week. Just a heads up on that. We'll be at a retreat, but we'll have a pre-recorded show that I think you will enjoy. There won't be any call-ins, but there'll be a great show. Anyway, we come to you on Fridays, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the U.K., talking to you about living your purpose, whatever that might mean. That would be from, typing up a paper for someone, helping someone out with a project, owning your own business, working for somebody else, whatever all that might mean to you, how we get to that place in our life, how we know it is where we're supposed to be at that given moment, and just in general, life. So, we can do anything from interviewing folks as guests. So if you'd like to be a part of our show as a guest, please do get a hold of me. Sending an email would be the best to Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com, purposetalkradio.com. That's the simplest way to do it. You can catch us with a message on Facebook on the Purpose Talk Radio page. That's probably the second one, or a direct connect through Facebook. That would sometimes get lost in all other things, though, so I prefer through the Purpose Talk Radio show page, or personally, yeah, like I said, if you have to, a personal email. That's kind of where all of that is. Topics, people, whatever you like, talk to us. It's much appreciated. So we are, Purpose Talk Radio is on Facebook. We are, we also have a conversation group over there. I'm sorry, I just blanked out on what I was going to say. Oh, you can carry on conversations there. There are two ways, actually, that you can several ways that you can participate in this show. The first is to, if you are part of the Purpose Talk Radio group, if you've got, registered with them, you can come into the conversation at the very bottom of the page. There is a chat room associated with the page. And feel free to type in there. Know that anything you type there will go away after this show. Also, if you come in after something's been said, you won't get what was previously said there, so that's okay. You also can join us at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations after or when you listen to the show archived. There is sometimes some conversation going over there about the show. And then, of course, if you'd like to do this live, you can Skype in. If you don't have a United States phone number or access by Magic Jack, and those of you who do or have a direct phone, you can call us at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And I think that's it. Please do press 1 if you wish to. Or if you're just listening. Yes, I'm still finishing one of the posts over at the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. Meditation here on that. And I discovered, of course, that my internet is very hokey. It has its own moods again today. I have to have a discussion with my service provider because it has been going in and out for the past couple of weeks. As I upgraded my phone to something better, I am discovering that it is actually less reliable than it used to be. So that's just not cool at all. But, you know, that's all right. We'll live with it. We'll deal with it. All that stuff that is part of it. You know, and that's okay. That's perfectly okay. I wonder how that would work. Somebody's hosting a watch party for one of the other talk radio shows. I wonder if we could do that with Blog Talk. Maybe at some point we will consider that. But for right now, this is where we're at with the show for this week. And of course, my post didn't even work. So I wonder how that all went about. No, here we go. Anyway, so the topic for today is how to get lost in your own plants. No, it's not really. It's April showers bring May flowers. You know, last week we did a lot of clearing out things, a lot of spring cleaning. And because of that, you know, hopefully there's space for some other things in our lives. Hopefully we got to the point where now we say, okay, now what? Since there is something, a space available, we can turn things around a little bit and say, okay, we're good. Now, what do we do to keep those things out of that we didn't want, those things that we got rid of? I'm real good at going, but what if and loading it back up with some of the same stuff sometimes. And I don't really want to do that. It's just one of those habits that tends to come into life. Sometimes. So instead, I want to find ways to fill it with all the good stuff that we talked about. To keep things on the positive side. To keep that rain at a steady level instead of thunderstorms, to have the flowers grow instead of be flooded with the mud and the muck and the, you know, not growing properly and the stuff. So how do we do that? That's always the magic question. How do we make that happen when it's so easy to put on the old stuff again? It was so easy to collect all those things that maybe didn't want in life because we listen to other people. We let fear get in the way. Some of this happens. And it keeps us not where we want to be, plain and simple. Well, there are some people who want to be there. There are some people who live in constant turmoil, in constant hesitation, in constant fear. And, you know, with those people, let their head. So hopefully those who are part of Purpose Talk Radio don't want to be more positive and motivating for their life. And that they can at least understand the difference, recognize the difference between someone trying to destroy what they really want and what they're supposed to be doing at any given time, and those that are there to help build them up. So that's kind of where we are and what we really want to portray with this show. Is what are those differences, triggers? How do we want? Yeah, some of the 12-step meetings say, keep what we want. Take on what is helpful and toss out the other stuff. Simple, right? Not so much. Not so much. So sometimes it is easy to do. And sometimes we can take all the things that we're doing in our life and we can make a list. And we can prioritize, and we can look at some of those things and say, okay, now what? And that's what I'd like to see, say is the simple, the first fast and furious way to do that. So what do I mean by that? Okay, so let's say we find ourselves too busy. Oh, anybody doing that? Is there anybody out there like me who finds themselves too busy sometimes or saying, I don't know which end is up. I don't know what to do next. First, in between. Any of that? Okay. All right. If I'm the only one, that's okay. I'll talk to myself then. But if there are others, here's one of the things I have to do. I have to do a to-do list. I have to do a priority list. I have to take a look at things and say, all right, there's too much stuff in my head. I need to get it out of my head and put it somewhere else. Because right now, folks, here's one of the things I found myself doing this week. I kept finding myself saying, I'm in over my head. There's too much to do. Okay. Now. So every time I said that, I got more and more nervous about what I had to do. If I'm in over my head, if I feel like I'm drowning, if I say I'm drowning in those words, using the words I did, of course I'm going to feel overwhelmed and scared. And I finally started saying, I still have quite a list of things to do that I have to accomplish. In this case, it was before Wednesday night. I'm chipping away at it. I'm getting it done slowly. or I'm getting it done, it's falling into place, it's getting there. That's, you know, the strangest thing happened when that day, when I started changing my words. That's exactly what happened. I started chipping away at it. Before that, I was so nervous and so scared that I wouldn't get stuff done. I wasn't touching it. I was doing other things. I was avoiding it. When I changed my words, I didn't feel as overwhelmed anymore. I didn't feel like it was just a sinking proposition. You know what? Because before that, those words, I'm in over my head. I was giving the rest of my body permission to freak out. I was getting stomach issues. I was getting massive headaches. I was sleeping restlessly. And when I tried to work, I'd doze off. And I'd find myself in the middle of my paper. I'd wake up and go, oh no, how many lines did I do that? I had a whole page of K's one morning when I woke up with my computer in front of me. That was actually pretty hilarious. Usually I only have a few lines. This was a whole entire page I had to delete. So I was just like a little tired or a little overwhelmed in it. When I change the words, it's getting done. I'm working at it. The words started falling into place on the page. I didn't stare at blank screens. I didn't look at my PowerPoint and say, this isn't going to work. Oh my gosh, this just doesn't feel right. No, I looked at it and went, okay, we've got everything here except, went through the steps and went, all right, I'm missing this slide. I'm missing this piece of information. Okay, we got this. And I was able to correct it and able to just get myself where I needed to be on the page. And it felt so different. So different. I don't know why. You know, every time I talk about this, I think I know why. And I can suggest that this happens, but until, and even I really, when it really happens and I really experience it, it just feels so different. you know, and it's a great feeling. I think that I'd have this down. Mm-mm, not necessarily. Yeah, I can just sigh on that, I guess. And it does put a little bit of a grin across my face. Because there are times that even as much as I say it and experience it, every time it happens, every time that stuff just falls together, it makes it easier. It makes it... It puts a little more joy into what I'm doing. That joy, that grin, that sigh of relief is what becomes Mayflowers. Those times when it all falls together, it comes in alignment, it feels good, those are the Mayflowers that we all want to experience. So
how many of you have been through change in your life? How many have gone through some turmoils and troubles and things that you just thought, man, this is just not right? You know, maybe it was divorce, a bad relationship, a loss of a job, loss of a loved one, a loss of a pet, a bad grade, a bad review at work, people walking out of your life that you thought were friends, just a disagreement with someone, not getting the job you want. I could go on and on and on with a list of just thinking common things. You trip and stub your toe. The bank account isn't what you'd like it to be. You know, you want to buy something and it's not in the budget or you can't afford it at that point. You're expecting a raise that you don't get. Any number of things like that. You know what? Those are all your April showers. Those are things you experience as you go through life. You know, we're all pretty much going to a point one way or the other. And yet, you know, it's not going to be there forever. Oh, there are times when we sure as heck think it's going to be. We think there is no way out of some of these things. It's like, man, this is just getting to me. Some people say during those, I am just so depressed. I've had it. I'm done with this. I'm done with relationships. I can't get another job. Who's going to hire me at this age? And we go through a lot of that stuff. Those are your April showers. Now I want you to remember what's happened on the other side of those things. As you look back at those situations, have you noticed they just don't last forever? You know, they may last a long time, but they're not there forever. Sure, the breakup is forever, but the feeling behind it isn't. You know, the loss of a loved one, whatever that might be, is, you know, whether it's relationship or death or arguments, you know, the situation itself is going to always be there because it is, you know, it's done. And the feelings don't last forever or shouldn't. Memory of it, maybe. Hopefully it's not as ingrained in your mind and not as troublesome as it was when it originally happened. If not, go back to listen to some of those shows from last month, the spring cleaning ones, and see if any of those will help clear out some of that stuff for you. As we look at the other side, coming through those things, we look at the memories, the experiences, the lessons we've learned from those things. Those are our Mayflowers. That's the beauty, the result, the joy that happens after. You know, literally, when we think of, you know, the showers of springtime, you know, hopefully it's nice and soft and gentle. But it can ruin some things. It can ruin the picnic, the camping, the whatever. And yet we know that those showers are necessary, literally, to bring the flowers, no matter where we live. Whether we get the snows of winter or not. Even those who live in the deserts, there has to be a little bit of water and rain to get to those plants to help them grow. You know, there has to be a little bit. You know, yes, cacti live a long time without water, but they still need some. And that's what helps things bloom and pop. Even some of the cold, they say, you know, a little bit of a cold spell is what will make those citrus fruits pop on the trees and ripen. Because if there isn't a little bit of cold to help those trees. And out there, you know, 40 degrees is cold. Although my mom thinks 60 and 70 is cold, you know, that's okay. For her, there's her April showers of, you know, when it's still 60 degrees out in Arizona. You know, when it gets to be 70 and 80 and 90, hey, she starts to get it around her birthday. On the other hand, I think his spring showers are the heat of the summer, and when it starts cooling down in the fall, that's his Mayflower. So his is a little bit later. But we all experience things differently. And that's the other thing. What we do with those showers will create the type of flower that comes out of it. You know, for some, it may just be a gentle green plant, or it's just beautiful to look at and reminisce and look back and say, okay, it's over and here it is. Some folks might find a whole bunch of buds popping up and lessons to be learned. And each one of those buds is a particular lesson and a thing that needs to be cultivated just a little bit more to really get to the pretty blossoms. You know, so we need to keep tending to the plant, tending to those thoughts to turn them from buds into something more. Those Mayflowers just open, bloom bright, shine extra bright colors. You know? And sometimes something comes along. Life does come along, and, you know, ultimately the brightness of those flowers does drift away. They do die off. That excitement wanes down to something a little more even for the day, for the life. And the petals and the seeds break off and continue to grow and cultivate into the next generation. In other words, it brings on the next generation of our thoughts, our words, our feelings, our actions. As those seeds of what come out of the beautiful, bright flowers scatter into the world, and we are able to generate and share our experiences from all of that. So I think with that information, I'm going to do a little bit of a visual and a guided meditation today with that for you and with you. So what I'd like to encourage you to do is to take a couple of deep breaths, and if you are in a place, find a comfortable place where you can sit or lay down, whatever that might be, to be able to go through this. If you're driving, please come back to it later.
It's about a half hour into the show, so you can always come back to it, forward to it, if you'd like to just participate in this part. So I'd like you to take a deep breath, a couple of them, and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, just gently and easily. And I want you to find some place, picture some place where you are very comfortable, preferably an outside place. You know, whether it be by a tree or in a park or the woods, or the ocean, or, you know, the central city, if that's comforting to you. Some people love being in the middle of hustle and bustle of life, and some prefer quiet nature. Both of them are right, as long as it's something comforting for you outside. So as we do that, I want you to find that place, sit yourself down somewhere or stand or whatever's comfortable for you, and look around you. And I want you to focus on various aspects of the things around you. And as you do that, I want you to take a couple more deep breaths. And with each thing you look at something different. And I want you to count down. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, slowly. As you look at different aspects around you. Notice the colors in the scene. Keep breathing easily. Now just sit there and look around a little bit. And notice that as you do, sky is getting a little cloudy. The clouds are kind of changing. You get a little breeze in the air. The sunshine kind of fades away. Actually, it does fade away. And then little drops of rain just start spitting at you. Not enough to get you wet or anything, just a couple of drops at first. And find yourself in a bubble. Cover yourself in some kind of bubble. Pop up an umbrella. Give yourself a little tent, if you'd like, around yourself. That you stay dry. And as this rain starts, and you are
noticing it around you. Notice the rain, the little droplets turn to something a little heavier. And I want you to, with some of these drops that are coming down, I want you to picture the experiences in your life, just the little droplets. When you, as you see them, just snapshots of some of the things in your life that have not gone quite the way you would have liked. It's a snapshot picture of some of the turmoil, the mishaps, the little trips, as they say, that weren't exactly as you might have wanted them to be. And let those droplets come down to the ground and pile up in front of you. The thumbnails, the pictures, let those drop right in front of you. And all the other droplets can drop and go off somewhere else. They can shed. And even the ones in front of you, let them space out as they need to. So you can take a look at all those little thumbnail pieces, all those little pictures of things that come to your mind that represent things that just didn't happen the way you wanted. Of disappointments, the things left unsaid. The dreams that you thought were going to happen but have not yet. And look at the array of colors and scenes and different types of situations that now are on the ground in front of you. Look at those pictures. Now, as you do that, let the rain come down on those pictures and let it start washing away the colors and let those colors each start running together. Let the rain create something different. You know, kind of like a palette. You know, here's this, you look at your color palette, your color wheel. There's all these separate colors. And if you keep dipping the brush into each of them and just cover the canvas, they'll all start running together. You're not looking to paint another picture at this point. You're just letting the colors all blend together. Looking what you get. And there might be the streak of red over here, or yellow over here. Some of it may turn to blacks and browns. But let the colors create real ones, not just mush everything together. Notice how those streaks of colors, the reds, where are they? And as you do this, keep breathing deeply. And I want you to think of, as I'm listing some of the colors here, we're going to do a little bit of grounding with this as well, that I just got his idea of where to go with this. Now, typically with folks, these colors are part of our body and where they related to emotions. So we're going to do a little bit of counter work with this as well. So I want you to look at the pictures. And I want you to look at where the reds are appearing in the space in front of you from those pictures. And at that point, I want you to breathe deeply. And I want you to think all the way down the very lower parts of your body. I want you to make sure that you're nice and relaxed. If you need to shake out anything, do that. And just breathe and relax. And think of the earth around you. And think of things in your life that are red. And for some people, it may elicit a little bit of anger or fear. And it doesn't have to. It can. But in general, red is the sacral area. So it's a grounding. It's an understanding. It's a part of you that is needed so often to help you settle what's going on in life. And it's basically kind of the appreciation part of your life. Now, notice where all the oranges are flowing out of the picture in front of you. And these are the areas of breath, of life for you. And keep breathing gently. And realize that that breath is what gives everything life. The flowers at the end really need their own breathing. They have to breathe the air. You know, if you cover them under a bushel basket, as they say, it won't grow. Animals, people, everything need that breath. That orange color that's part of that picture. Now look at the pictures in front of you and notice all the yellows. And let these represent areas of creativity. As they flow out and blend together and wash with the other colors. And mix in. And a few streaks that keep separate as this picture is creating in front of you. It's just, again, you know, it's a little bit of those shades showers, the sprinkles are with you. Let them continue there. It's okay. Somehow realize that this picture really does, all those little pictures you've thumbnails that you've put in front of you, even though, you know, the rain's there and it's washing the color, it's all still contained in front of you for now. And then look at where the greens are flowing. Those greens are calmness. Oh, sure, some of those situations sure didn't feel like they were. But really, they were. They were preparing you for the future of calmness. Now look at the picture in front of you again and look for all the blues. Look at the blue that pops out from that one right in the middle. Oh, look at the one to the right. There's a piece of blue over there too. That's becoming the areas of bliss, of joy, of amazingness. As that picture of doubt and fear from that this particular incident it represents gets washed into just a streak, it turns to the blissfulness of life. Now look around in there for the indigos. So what are those? Those are the deep, it's kind of a bluish, purplish color. It's not quite either a blue or a purple. It's kind of in between. Look at those streaks. Look at that. It's just a couple of those popping out on the left side. Those are going to become awareness for you. Notice where those streaks are. Now look for all the violets, those lighter purpley pieces. Yep, there's some of those there too. And in those turmoils, before the showers hit them, those showers are not turning those to love and changing them. Now, have you noticed where all those flowers are sitting? Or those streaks are sitting? Excuse me. Streaks are sitting? Okay. You seeing all those colors in between? They're different, slight colors. Yep. Have those start to develop a little bit. Have them start to pop up out of the street in front of you. Now look for the areas of white. Yep, even though, you know, there's all that rain running that stuff together, look for the white. Yeah, that's the nature. Nature as well as the nurture. That, for a lot of people at this point, that's that connection to a higher power, a spiritual, a even the one before that, the violets were the same thing. But this is really that higher self, so to speak. You might even find a few golds and silvers into that.
the things that are you, that are solely you and not anybody else. The oneness with whatever ultimate being you believe in. Or not. Maybe you believe in your own existence only. And that's okay. So I want you to look at that canvas, and I want you to see some things popping up as flowers. Look again at those reds. Let them become red plants. And oranges. And yellows. And greens. I want you to look at those flowers specifically. I'm going to tell you again what some of those represent in your life. And I want you to be able to associate another picture with those. And realize how these experiences, that, those things prior to the showers were in your life and became some of these other things. These beautiful flowers of something great, something more than you expected. So look at those times of appreciation that have come out of it. Maybe just appreciation that the experience ended. That could be simple enough. Maybe the appreciation of something you learned or someone else you connected with because of getting out of that other situation. I know I've got a few of those. Appreciation for a new job. Maybe when you were let go of a previous one. Or that you chose yourself to get out of a situation. Look at the appreciation of what is created beyond that. Again, in all of this, look at the new life and the life you are now and the breath that you're able to take because you've been through all of that. Even if some of this is what you're going through now, this very moment, keep breathing through it because you will get on the other side. It will become a flower eventually. Sure as heck may not seem like it now. You know, we all have some of that good stuff, some of that bad stuff, some stuff we want to get rid of, some stuff we wish those showers would just wash away. And some stuff that in the moment are the flowers. Now look at that again. Look at where your yellows are popping up. And think of the creativity that you've developed. I know some people say I'm not creative, but you know what? I think we all are somewhere. You may not be Van Gogh, but you can probably, you know, doodle something in your notebook while you're waiting for somebody. You can probably do a little paint-by-number app on your phone. You probably have found yourself just doing some lines and looking at that and saying, hey, look at that. And you're just kind of like scribbling things. We've all got some kind of creativity. Just look at the creativity that may have popped out of something before the showers is there now. Think of the calmness that changed. Oh, like, you know, how about that job that was just causing you so much stress? And when they told you to walk or you told them to walk, think of the calmness that came out of that.
And look at where it's brought you now and how much easier some situations have been for you to handle because of what you had before. Now think of that blissfulness, that happiness, the joy that's on this side that you do now experience. Either because some of that stuff is just barely a memory. Bye-bye, see you later. Okay, I'm gone. I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to go do what I want to do now. Think of the happiness that's been able to come out of the situations. Think of if you're missing some people in your life. Think of the happy memories that stay. Because you know what? It seems so much like when we have situations where a loved one has passed on, we don't remember, an argument. We remember the good stuff. Isn't life great like that? We remember the times we went out shopping. We remember the times we sat around a campfire. Or just hung out and really said nothing. Maybe went fishing. Whatever we do. Went to a movie. We remember those good situations, those happiness things. So think of the times when you were most happy because of something in your past. Now just think of all of it being just general awareness. Look around you. Look at how some of those colors are just so vibrant now. Think of something that stands out the most for you. The brightest flower that has developed out of something prior to the showers. Now look at all the love that's developed out of all of that. Maybe the love of a situation, a person, a place, something. The greatest connection you can have with anything is love. Now look at this huge space here that you've been able to fill with beautiful flowers, beautiful colors, beautiful awareness of what's happened. You know what? Because of all the stuff that you've gotten rid of that you didn't want, that no longer serves you, you now have space to take in and collect these beautiful flowers, these wonderful thoughts that you've gone through. Reach out, collect them all. And watch them shrink into and all fold together, all this in front of you that you now have. Pick it all up and let it fold into one hand. And look at how it can fold into one seed. One little seed. Now, all those colors, all those connections you've just felt, as you were doing that, your body was probably taking on some of those feelings. And believe it or not, you just kind of naturally grounded yourself in the process. Now you are fresh, fertile ground for that seed. We have a couple choices here. Some people may think it's too weird to just pop that in and take it like a pill and let that seed grow within you. You know, you can do that. That would be a really great option. If not, find a place where you can plant it, where you can come back and notice it at a future time in your thoughts and in your memories. Because if you just put it in your pocket, it will be there. It will still be a seed, and you'll remember it. But it just might not grow enough. So if you decide to take it like a vitamin, you know, let some of that water come onto you now from the showers. In essence, maybe it's your tears that are going to water those things and let them grow and cultivate as you've totally cleared out some of the things you didn't want. And you have the room for the new blossoms, the new seeds, the new things that are going to happen. And know that as that seed sprouts and new plants and new things and new energy comes within you, you'll be able to say and do and breathe wonderful things out into the world that have been created because you've allowed the showers to wash away the negativity and bring in the new and bring in the positive. And then with that too, the same thing with the plant, with the seed, if you've decided to bury it into a place, into the ground, at this place, this wonderful place where you are, that you know you can always come to and return to no matter what. Now, I want you to thank yourself, your being, for participating in this, your own energy. And tell yourself that you can always come back to this feeling of blossoming, this place of May flowers, no matter what time of year, what time of day, what type of energy you have. And that it will always help you shift what's happened in the past into something glorious and beautiful in the future. So as you come out of this and come back to this time of presence within all, I want you to think about just the greatness you are and come back into the current space where you are. Shake out anything that might need a little extra doing so to get rid of, you know, anything that might have kind of fallen asleep while you were here. And, you know, if you're interested in sharing anything with this, I did not give you the phone number, I don't think, in the end. I will do that now. 347-205-9074. You can Skype in. If you have any comments or feedback you want to put on it, then 347-205-9074. So, you know, the reality is anytime, you know, we have this stuff that we clear away, we want to make sure we keep the room and keep the space for turning it around and having something good. And, you know, there's always going to be stuff that we want to get rid of. It's always going to be those things that just, you know, dampen our thoughts and need to let that wash away.
And that's okay. That's perfectly okay. You know? Let's see. In Purpose Talk conversations, I usually do an affirmation for the week. Or for whatever time you might need it when you listen to the show. And so I'm trying to think of something to do that. And I think I'm going to play on the same words that we've got in the title. So it's going to be as simple as, I am letting my April showers bring me May flowers. And those of you who have heard it, have heard the show, you'll know exactly what that means. Maybe somebody who hasn't will come back and listen to it. Yeah, so I invite you to share the link to this show, anybody you'd like. But yeah, I'm letting my April showers bring me my May flowers. There we go. We'll even do that, make it a little bit stronger. So, say next week we're going to replay one of our awesome Mother's Day shows, I think, just because I will be on retreat. I'm hoping all of my homework will be done and that I will be able to let the retreat turn my life into whatever it needs to be. That, you know, this semester will be by the wayside and that my flowers will just pop. So listen in on that. Again, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. Feel free to share this with friends, family, unfamily, unfriends, whoever you might like. You know, we like to create positive energy in living your purpose. And so, send us a message if you'd like or need to my email, cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. You got some ideas or some guests that you think might be good for the show. And I don't see anybody calling in or anybody in the chat room, so I think we're going to pretty much close it. I'll give one more shot, 347-205-9074 for anyone listening live. For anybody else that listens to it, come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations or send me an email if you have some comments or feedback on the show. That would be greatly appreciated. And so in the meantime, our theme song is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that, Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. And, you know, through all of this, you're going to have your own version of April showers. You're going to have your own version of May flowers. The colors in your bouquet, the colors that were collected into your seed, are all going to be your own. It's not going to look like anybody else's. The pictures you started with are your own. So the outcome is going to be your own. There is no way that anything started the same, nor would end the same. And so how you look at all of this and how you look at life and distinguish things is going to be your own. How you get back to that final plant, that final seed, the final beauty is going to be your own journey. I hope that Purpose Talk Radio allows you to do that in some way, shape, or form. And that's why we're out here each week,
is to be a facilitator for that journey. But it is your own. Only you can take it. And only you can have the outcome. You know, until next week, as the song says, I am me, I am who I am. I'm who I'm going to be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. May you each find that destiny and find those flowers and let them just pop and spread into the world. Until next week, I wish you all soul blessings, and I thank you for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.